The central findings of the investigation are that the man whose voice is heard on the recording and on a second recording from the same conversation that was released on Sunday is Mr. Sterling, and that the hateful opinions voiced by that man are those of Mr. Sterling. In meting out this punishment, we did not take into account his past behavior. When the board ultimately considers his overall fitness to be an owner in the NBA, they will take into account a lifetime of behavior.
Of the NBA commissioner who decided to act swiftly, Adam Silver banned Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, for life, fined him $2.5 million, and the world is reacting to that. Kate Delaney, happy to be at the helm with all of you in those nooks and crannies. It's not the only thing we're going to talk about, the reaction from the NBA community and beyond, but also some other things, too, like a new poll out that shows, are you surprised, millennials, they're called, young people, do not trust the government. I wonder why. Immigration, once again, sits on a shelf. The Speaker of the House might not want to be Speaker again, John Boehner. What does that mean? And a couple of Republicans are in trouble, and what does that mean? In the meantime, Russia says, we might not want your astronauts to hitch any more rides with us. It's the only way that we're getting back into space. As you know, I was concerned about that when NASA lost the shuttle, and then money was being saved with the program, supposedly. And the only way we could get into the International Space Station was to get a ride from the Chinese or really the Russians. How about the Ukraine? We can't not talk about the Ukraine, right? More chaos ensues, violence flaring up. You have to wear a gas mask, for goodness sake, in the streets in some of the areas because of all the tear gas that's being thrown. So what will the U.S. do, and what will Putin do? All interesting, fascinating stuff coming your way on this hour of America Tonight. Plus, we're also going to talk about, for fun, throw this in, some useful information for you, the consumer, in a conversation with Jessica Hoffman from a place that is called Square Trade. So, you know, when you go into these phone companies and they hold you hostage and do you want the warranty? It only costs $10 million. And then you stand there and say, well, wait, I always drop my phone, or someone stole my phone, or I've had XYZ thing happen to my phone. I'm actually a pretty cautious person, you know, when it comes to like carrying around these phones. But for some reason, I had somebody actually run over my phone in a golf cart. I got out of a car one time. Oh, I'm so tired. Got out of the car. The phone slipped out, cracked the front of the phone. The flip phone. Wouldn't it be easier just to have a flip phone? I bet some of you out there have a flip phone, but they call that progress. So anyway, we'll talk to Jessica about how cheap it is actually to get the warranties from Square Trade and the alternatives instead of what people go through in the confusion and all that other stuff. It's like we just sign contracts. Everybody tries to push you into a contract, right? It's like the electric company. You must sign up for a contract to get the cheapest rate per kilowatt. If you don't, it'll be so much more money. Your bills will be $700. He's not worried about a $700 electric bill, but Donald Sterling has already said that he will not sell the team. I told you in a nutshell that he's been suspended for life, and there's a $2.5 million fine. And on top of that, the owners could vote to boot him out, force him to sell. All they need is 75% of the owners to say he's done. Will there be some lawsuits? I bet there will be. All of this because of the recordings taken by Sterling's mistress, V. Staviano, who, I believe, released the clips to TMZ, even though her lawyer says that she didn't. And all the things that were said in those audio clips just have been pumped out all over the place, and it didn't take long for the reaction. It happened over the weekend, and here we are mid-week already. But the case, I would assume, with Adam Silver coming out the way he did with the lifetime ban and all that, I would assume they have an incredibly airtight case against Sterling. You know, they're following their bylaws. That's what people don't understand. When you have that argument over freedom of speech, I get it. But you have bylaws that you sign and he agrees to, which he did. So that's why the owners can take that vote. The team itself has lost. They've lost a ton of sponsors. Almost everybody seems to have bowed out, from Red Bull to CarMax to State Farm and to whoever. So there's arguments about how much Sterling's affiliation is hurting the business of basketball with the Clippers, and certainly that's got to be pretty huge. Meanwhile, the Clippers did beat the Warriors. So they have a 3-2 edge with a 113-103 win over Golden State on Tuesday. And you can bet there are people that are really rooting for the Clippers to rise above all this and continue to challenge and get through this first round and go further in the NBA Finals, you know, in the NBA playoffs, and maybe get to the Finals. But somebody who won't be there will be Donald Sterling, that's for sure. Doc Rivers, the coach of the Clippers, applauded Silver's decision to ban Sterling, as did most of the people connected with the team and a lot of people connected with basketball. Some say if he is forced to sell, even though he says he is not going to sell, that he could get possibly $1 billion, or maybe, if it's not a billion, close to $850,000 for the team anyway. It's looking pretty good in his favor. $850,000 is a real possibility. $850 million, rather, is a real possibility for Sterling. So you have all kinds of people reacting, including one owner who says it's a slippery slope. The owner of the Dallas Mavericks, the Mavericks in the playoffs, fighting for their life against the Spurs. And Sterling's comments, according to Mark Cuban, were, as he said, abhorrent. But he says it is pretty slippery when you say, you know, when you take a vote to try to take a team away from somebody. You know, it goes to the whole recording thing and the way society is now. But Cuban did say there's no place for racism in the NBA and any business I'm associated with, too, as well. You want to throw in your 2 cents on this? You certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-8. See you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,298.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,346, $673 for a half ounce, or $336.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,346, $673, and $336.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Should have heard us in there when we were listening to the press conference. We all started clapping because he handled it the right way.
That's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talking about what Adam Silver did, the NBA commissioner, giving him big kudos for coming down hard on Donald Sterling. What happens in the aftermath of this remains to be seen. Lawsuits, Sterling voted out, that kind of stuff. Who knows? But he did what he could do and huddled with attorneys and knew how far he could take it. And now it's up to the owners, I think, from here as to what ultimately happens with the fate of that team and the ownership of that team, too, as well. And boy, what a wild finish to a huge season for the Clippers. On the day that the team's owner is banned for life, a guy who's owned the team since 1981, the Clippers, as I mentioned, beat Golden State in their NBA playoff game, and there's just been reaction far and wide on this. People who had no clue about Donald Sterling, about the Clippers, about the NBA, could care less, now know, because this is the buzz in the backyard that a lot of people are talking about. And, of course, we've been talking about it here on America Tonight. What happens in the aftermath of this gets kind of interesting. The ban, what does it mean? Does it mean the family, somebody else in the family takes over, the wife could take over? Is there a forced hand here? And I think that's what it's going to be. There's going to be a vote, and they're going to vote to vote him out. And big money will come his way, but it's not about the money. It's about the power and the prestige and the ego of the whole thing that goes into it. That's why he's saying, I won't sell. He's well aware of the kind of money that he could get, but he already has a ton of money. So at some point, that wears off. At some point, it's not about that. I have to mention this here at the top because I really feel for all the people caught in these tornadoes that we've been having, the storm threat for so many people with these severe storms in the last couple of days is crazy. The aftermath in talking about in Arkansas, the downtown of Vilonia, Arkansas, completely gone, completely leveled. The sound of cracking and breaking in Baxter Springs, Kansas. They've talked about that. What you really don't know behind the scenes in a tornado, unless you've been through one or right immediately saw the aftermath of one and what people go through. And, you know, the sense of the severe storms that were producing these large tornadoes in the eastern half of the United States from Mississippi to New York kept increasing into Tuesday night until finally the National Weather Service downgraded the threat. You know, they were talking about high winds, large hail, possible tornadoes. When I was flipping around today, it was chilling to hear one woman say that she could hear what she thought was this crazy roar of a tornado. There is a weird roar. It sounds like a train. It does. It sounds like a train that's going 150 miles an hour. And this woman that I saw in North Carolina was talking about her neighborhood, that she heard the tornado before she saw anything. And what did she do? She grabbed her phone, jumped in the bathtub. Remember I said, when I lived in Kearney, Nebraska, which was right in that tornado alley, and coming from the East Coast, I knew not very much about tornadoes, immediately people told me, if you get into this situation, you can't get anywhere, get that mattress up, get in that tub, get the mattress. I must have had the news director at the television station where I work say that probably 50 times to me. So people are repeating their stories. People who survived it are repeating their stories. And the, you know, Sunday was terrible what happened in Arkansas, especially Mississippi. 12 people in the end were killed because of the tornadoes and how that played out on Monday in the afternoon. So if you think about it, you add this all up. The 17 people between Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee on Monday, in addition to 18 people killed in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Iowa from the storms on Sunday. Just absolutely terrible. And one of the people killed was a swimmer, was a kid who had just incredible potential, but at Alabama, he was a decorated swimmer. He was a kid who had amazing strength, they say, in the pool. And unfortunately, he was one of the victims of the tornado. John Servati is his name. And he was one of the people that was killed. He was a junior freestyle backstroke specialist who was injured during a storm near his home. A retaining wall fell down, I guess, and that's what hit him. Let's go to Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm okay. The NBA Constitution, the section that covered this Sterling mess,
yeah,
was just recently added. It was not always there. I just read it, and I read the history of the NBA Constitution.
Yeah.
And this section was just very recently added. And to have one man, that being that pugnacious putt, Silver, be able to do all of this, I think is really dangerous. Seriously. Because how many other people do we tolerate? Does the country tolerate making stupid remarks and no outcry? So, I mean, I don't care what he said. He's an idiot. However, Harry Reid said Speaking of Obama, he doesn't even talk like a Negro unless he wants to. Did you hear any outrage over that?
No.
Okay, but that was a direct quote from Harry. Did you hear any outrage over J.C. wearing T-shirts and a medallion that says white men are devils sitting front line seats at basketball games? He does that. How about Spike Lee? How about Michelle Obama when she was with the Third World Center? And she was calling white people evil and supporting no whites allowed in their meetings. We're talking high-profile people here.
Right, right.
And not a word.
Right.
Not a word. And the list goes on. And Magic Johnson, who wants to buy the Clippers and somehow is linked to this Stiviano chick.
Yeah.
Has anybody heard of exploitation of a senior, by the way? And there is some rumor that Sterling has the onset of senile dementia. So whatever she's up to or was up to, I hope it comes back to bite her in the butt. Because I think this whole scenario is absolutely stupid. Yes, what he said was ugly.
Yeah.
But how many others are saying worse and getting away with it? Eric Holder, for crying out loud.
Well, you know how I feel about Eric Holder. He should have been ditched a long time ago.
But he isn't.
Right, but he isn't. But he isn't. Well, and you know what? There is something to what you're saying. When you have friends in high places, or what works for one different from the other, as you said in reading the what was added, that's what they'll try. That's what this will be part of this case. If it goes to court, that's what it'll be.
You don't think some of those other owners ought not to be a little worried that,
no.
Hey, if you have somebody like Adam Silver making the decisions, you're just as much a target as anybody else over something you may say and somebody gets pissed off about it. And what if all the owners decide, you know what, this is starting to look really bad. We need to go back to recruiting people like the Larry West and the Pete Maraviches. Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Izzy, interesting take on that. We'll talk about that. Thank you for the call. Does she have a point? I mean, I think that Donald Sterling, it was ridiculous, outrageous what he said. And I think Adam Silver had to come out swinging for his job as the NBA commissioner, but is it a slippery slope like Izzy is obviously saying and Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavericks, said? All right, stay with us.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Everybody knows my saga by now, all of you listening in those nooks and crannies across the United States, that I have a Kim Kardashian gold-backed 5S iPhone now. And the reason why is because of all the things that happened leading up to it, where I had one phone and had to replace another phone, and they thought I had a warranty, and then did I have a warranty? It's crazy, some of the obstacles that I had to jump over in this whole phone deal. And I think a lot of people find themselves in the same situation. And it's the same with, you know, who do I go with and what about these contracts and all of that. It's a wild, wild west kind of mentality, I think, when it comes to phones right now. Jessica Hoffman from Square Trade is our guest on this one. Can't wait to talk to her about these phones. A new phone. Is it going to break? What if it breaks? What do we do? What about the extended warranty? I think she's better answering those questions than me. Hey, Jessica, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Sure thing. Hi, Kate.
So you just heard what I had to say about the whole iPhone thing. And there, I think there is lots of confusion about the cell phone carriers and warranties and contracts. I mean, isn't it, there's even one now, what is it, T-Mobile, where you don't have to have, is that right, or Sprint, where you don't have to have a contract?
That's right, that's right. Well, I mean, it is a Wild West when it gets to carriers and all their different programs and they're constantly changing. But what we find is that most people think that their only option for protecting their phone is through their carrier at that moment when they're getting their phone and they're asked that question, well, do you want the protection on it? And actually, most people can get coverage for half the price from Square Trade, and you don't need to do it right then and there. You have 30 days to do it on a new phone, or you can always just get covered on your current phone with a monthly coverage plan as opposed to a 1 or 2 year plan.
Okay, so what does that mean? So you get a phone, it's an iPhone, is it any kind of phone? It could be any, you know, smartphone, whatever.
It sure can. It can be any kind of phone. You know, we cover any type of consumer electronic. But obviously, the mobile area of our business is one where that's really growing because people are increasingly protecting their mobile devices because they take them everywhere. And just like what has happened to you, they break. They fall out of our hand. We spill water on them. Our kids use them. They drop them. So it's definitely something that we're seeing people protect more and more just because of the lives we lead. But there's not a lot of awareness out there about what the options are. So it's an increasingly important thing for us to do, and yet we think that the only way to do it is through our mobile carrier. And to your point, we hear this all the time from customers. They think that they're dealing with AT&T when they get the AT&T insurance, but actually it's a different company that they're calling when their phone breaks. And so it's a little bit of a runaround, sometimes a bit of a circus, and it sounds like that's what happened to you. One thing that's great about SquareTrade and the reason that we have such a large and loyal fan base is because we've built the company on customer service. And that's the sort of being there in your moment of need, that crisis call that we get every day, day in and day out, when you've lost your phone, not you've lost your phone, but you've your phone's broken, and what do you do? And so being there on the other end of the line and making sure that you get your phone back, in the case of SquareTrade, it's overnight, that really does have a big impact.
So what about, you know, the breaking the phones, your dog gets it, something gets spilled on it, you dump it in the pool or whatever. I get that damage or broken. What about losing a phone? Do you cover a lost phone?
So we do not, and we don't for a reason. We find that, based on our research, that loss and theft is 10 to 13 times less likely to happen to your phone than damage or breaking. And what happens is that when you cover loss and theft, it really does turn into a much lengthier claims process because you need, in many cases, to get the police involved. You need a police report, an affidavit, and it just gets caught up in a lot of paperwork and what we call breakage. So we know, based on our research, that that's just not what's happening. The damage and the breakage is far more common. So that's why we offer a much more affordable plan at half the price.
Yeah. So that's not covered. I get that. What is covered? What are the other things that are covered?
Everything else. So the sort of four things to look for when you're asked that question, do you want protection on your phone or do you want an extended warranty? The first is what the monthly cost is. So if you're getting a 2-year contract, you wanna work it down to, like, is it costing me around $4 or $5? You shouldn't be paying more than that. Does it cover accidental damage from handling? It's called ADH. And that means that if you drop it, if you're careless with it for some reason, if your kid is careless with it, or whatever it is that happens, and that screen shatters, that you're covered. Most people think that, in the past, I guess it's been that our electronics break based on the manufacturing or sort of a malfunction. But now what's happening is that all of the damage is occurring from us breaking our phones, from us dropping it, not because of some manufacturer's defect. And the third thing to look at is what's the deductible. So you shouldn't be paying more than $100 deductible on a smartphone. Most of the carriers are charging around $200 per deductible, and that's just too high. And then the fourth thing is what I was talking about before. What is the what's the customer service rep? So if you look online, you can see is your warranty company rated 3 stars, 2 stars, or is it 5 stars? And that really matters because those are the people on the other end of the line when you're in your moment of crisis.
Mm. What are the other, because you cover electronics, what are the other things that you cover?
PDAs, Kindles, any type of laptop, any type of consumer electronic. We also cover people's washers and dryers and blenders and mixers and all of that. But that is, because ADH is such a big problem now with electronics, we really find that people are using that mostly on mobile devices.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting. And what was the impetus? How did, because I don't know the backstory on this, I've heard of SquareTrade, but how did this all pop out? Because you're a pretty hot company right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so in 2006, we decided to start selling warranties because we could see that it was an industry that really needed some disruption. The other players in the industry are really large insurance companies that really are not built on great customer service. And warranties sort of, you know, universally, as you probably know, they have a bad name. People think that they're going to be denied coverage out of some loophole. You know, on page 13, your specific situation is not covered. So it really had a dismal reputation for customer service, and we thought, well, let's start a company that we can actually build from the ground up on delivering a world-class customer experience, and in that way change how people think about warranties and the real value of them. Just sort of having the price point that's now half what carriers are offering and backing it up with great customer service, we really think that that's changing the industry. And, you know, it just happened to me, Monday morning, first thing in the morning, I got out of my car and my phone face planted onto the sidewalk. And I decided to try out our claims experience and see what it was like personally. And it really was awesome. I just called in like an average customer.
And so that's the whole idea, is that you really, when this was being created, you really realized that the claim process is what drives people crazy, and that the, like you said, the sneaky things with page 13 has this on it. So that's the whole idea, is to make it simple when you go to make a claim, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, if you're like me, I mean, it's like, okay, the first thing is, do I have a warranty on this thing? I can't remember. My filing's out of order. I can't find the paperwork. Where is it? Okay, and then that, like, delays me 2 weeks. Then I finally say, okay, I really have to do this today, and I, like, get the paperwork out, and then I, like, call the 1-800 number, and I wait on hold for who knows how long. And then they start asking me questions. All of a sudden, I'm guilty. You know, it's like the tables get turned. I'm trying to prove that I really am covered. I should be covered. And the whole system really was built on breakage. And SquareTrade has really added technology to the mix. So if you don't feel like calling the 1-800 number and talking to one of our delightful customer service reps, you can do the whole thing online, start to finish. You never have to get on the line with someone. So, and some people really prefer that. And the overnight service is awesome when it's a smartphone, especially because you really need it back in your hand the next day. And in the past, it's really been, you know, 4 days, 5 days, 10 days. You know, before we got started, it was even 15, maybe 20. And we've really moved the industry along in terms of speed, and they haven't really caught up to us yet and with regard to customer service, but we feel like we've definitely moved the industry along in serving people's needs when it comes to mobile devices in particular.
Yeah, and it's, everything's different, but just quickly before we run, it's, you can get your phone covered for, you know, $5 a month or less or something like that, right? That's what you say on the website.
Yeah, that's right. So your average smartphone, you can get a 2-year plan. It comes down to actually just $4 and change a month, and then it's a $99 deductible.
Wow. That's a lot better than what's out there.
Yeah, one thing I think is a common sort of misperception that people have. They know that they paid about $200 or $150 for their phone, mm-hmm. but they don't realize that out of contract, that same phone costs $600 or $700.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're quite surprised to find out that when they go to purchase the phone, that it's not that $200. And really, we walk around with it and we treat it as if it's only $200, but it's $700 worth of glass and technology in our pockets and in our bags, in our back pocket.
Yeah.
And so there's sort of that rude awakening that happens when your phone cracks and you're not covered.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I just had this discussion with somebody. I saw somebody go into a rage at the Apple store because of what you just said. They had no idea. They just acted like it was a nothing burger, their phone. They couldn't believe what they had to pay. So you're right.
That's right.
Yeah,
we've seen it happen a lot. And it's the carrier subsidized phones. That's how they keep you in a contract. So
yep.
You know, they subsidize the phones, and so most people are really not aware of the real value. So when you look at it that way, $5 a month is really nothing to keep yourself protected. If you use it like I do, it's like your third hand. You take it everywhere. You use it for everything. The more useful these things get, the more we just have, you know, I'm gardening with the thing. I'm walking down the beach with it. crazy. I'm walking the dog with it. I'm in the kitchen looking at recipes. I mean, it's constant. So it's just it's much more at risk for damage.
Yeah, I agree with you. Jessica Hoffman, Square Trade, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Been announced. Do you care? Boy, I know so many people that are into Star Wars. I figured we needed to lighten the load a tad here on America tonight, have a little fun. So who are the actors this time around? Star Wars Episode 7. It's been cast. J.J. Abrams bringing his brand of Star Wars to the big screen. Seven new actors join the old cast, so some of the familiar names from the past will be mixed in, like Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, Kenny Baker. They're all going to be there. I mean, the big names I just mentioned, right? And the new actors include John Boyega, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Daisy Ridley, Andy Serkis, and Dormhall Gleason, Max von Snowden will also be joining the cast too as well. And J.J. Abrams said, you know, we do our cheap movie reviews, so I had to announce this cast. Said, we're excited to finally share the cast of Star Wars. It's thrilling and surreal to watch the original cast interact with the new cast. And they're going to be filming in the next couple of weeks. Pretty wild, huh? The, you know, think about the some of the names, like I said, some of them you'll recognize. Like one of them was featured in the Harry Potter films 1 and 2, something like that. And I don't know. I think the overall feel of Star Wars is what I'm going to be curious about. And then how he's mixing in the old cast members with the new people, because they're so iconic and the roles that they played. So pretty interesting. You can bet this, that this, how is this going to bomb? When this comes out, people that are Star Wars fanatics are going to go and see it. So it has a built-in audience there. And then anybody new that was introduced to Star Wars, anybody younger. So I think there's a giant demographic there that will go out and see this movie. And they'll be smart about it. They'll kind of leak things here and there as it moves closer to that date. So I think that it'll find its audience for sure. Who knows if it'll shatter box office records, but I guarantee it's going to be super, super popular. A couple of other things as we skid out of this hour of America Tonight. So much of our conversation has been over Donald Sterling and the Clippers and what does that mean, the lifetime ban and, you know, whatnot. And the reaction pretty much overwhelmingly is to just boot Sterling. But a lot of this will fall on the shoulders of the owners, the fellow owners. 75%, if they say that's it, then that's it. It'll probably be challenged in court, I can only imagine. But as it stands, he's banned for life and he's fined $2.5 million. And I'm sure there's more to this sordid story with the girlfriend and everything else. But bottom line is, that's the bottom line. So the punishment was pretty swift by Adam Silver. And I know that as somebody who defends free speech, that it's quick. Some people are quick to say, well, that's ridiculous. And, you know, it's free speech. But I say, no way, Jose. And the reason is no way is because he's part of an association and he agrees to their rules. Now, does that mean that could affect other NBA owners? Well, of course, any group, anybody that you agree to what it is their bylaws are and what their rules are, whether they twist them or turn them or change them or whatever, you're part of that. You have a vote. You're an owner. You can vote in a different direction, and ultimately the majority rules, and that's in any sport. It's in any sport or in a lot of associations. That's why a lot of times people are not joiners, frankly, because they don't want to play the political game. And yes, it is a slippery slope if you're another owner, but they agree to it. So if they have problems with it, then they wouldn't vote him out. That's if Silver thinks that there's definitely enough of the owners who will vote Sterling out. But if they're concerned about their own future and they think that this is just too harsh, then they won't vote for that. Then they won't vote for it unless they feel like they're being pressured, but then that's on them and it's time to man up. I mean, they got to vote the way they think they have to vote, no matter what the overwhelming majority of the public says. So does it pass or does it not pass, meaning booting him? And I think it will. I think Adam Silver feels like he had that in the bag, but that doesn't mean that's for sure going to happen. And in the meantime, the Clippers come through, and then, of course, they win. They have a 3-2 edge on the Warriors in their playoff series with them, and who knows how far they you know, who knows how far they go. But now it's made it more interesting, I think, for the people who are non-basketball fans to watch. Something else that's going on is this whole Keystone pipeline, the Keystone XL pipeline. There are a lot of supporters in Congress, and they want a quick Senate vote on the legislation to push this through, the construction of the delayed indefinite project to push it through. But there are environmentalists that are trying to stop it, that don't want to see this happen, and they're all over the Stop the Keystone Pipeline movement. It passed all the environmental checks. I mean, here's the thing. It passed all those checks. So Senator Mary Landrieu is saying, I'm going to press hard for a vote in the coming weeks to build the pipeline. And, of course, she's fighting for her political heir, for her life. And she's the chair of the Senate Energy Committee. She's not the only one. Another pipeline supporter is Senator Mark Begich, Democrat-wise anyway, from Alaska. And so they're trying to, they're saying, hey, listen, we're voting for it. Because the Republicans say, hey, we're powerless unless the Senate votes for it. If that happens, then the construction goes on. It expands access to North America, creates jobs, promotes growth. I mean, this is how I feel, not somebody's words. I understand that there are some, that you can't say 100%. Yes, it's environmentally friendly, but can I say there's never going to be an accident? Well, I don't know that. But I feel pretty confident in the stuff that I've read that I believe it should go forward. Harry Reid is getting pressured from the Republicans to do this, to take this vote. But will they or won't they? No decision has been made at this point. They're leaving the possibility of it open, of moving forward on it. You know, it's so crazy because Obama threatened to veto the effort for the whole Keystone Pipeline back in 2012. And then it was all about, that was when it was going to be attached to the transportation bill, a project attached to that. And now this pipeline has certainly been at odds when it comes to energy policy with the Democrats versus the Republicans. And just as a refresher, 1,179 miles is this project. It would go from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska. It would connect with existing pipelines to carry 800,000 barrels of crude oil a day to refineries along the Gulf Coast. So environmentalists say spills, transporting oil leads and contributes to global warming. Advocates say it creates thousands of jobs and aids energy independence. I'm going with the advocates because I feel pretty confident that they've done these environmental studies backwards and forwards. How about you? You can send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.